Oh, hallelujah. Come on, let's begin to magnify the name of the Lord. Come on, somebody, begin to praise the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody, shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Oh, shout with the voice of triumph. Jesus Christ.
I've got the victory. believe it.
Yeah.
name of Jesus. Come on. It's time for the devil to take his rightful place. And it's time for God to take his rightful place. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Somebody lift up the name of Jesus right now. Come on. Exalt Jesus and push the devil lower. Come on, exalt the name of Jesus and push back the darkness. Hallelujah. Come on a Wednesday night, let's begin to lift him up. Woo! Come on, the atmosphere is changing right now. The atmosphere is shifting. Come on, lift him up right now. Yes. Oh, lift your voice and sing for joy.
Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet and shout. Play them for the victory. The weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way the battle is won.
This is the way.
Jesus Christ is Lord forever.
Lord praise tonight. Come on, magnify the name of Jesus in the house. Come on, we know it's a Wednesday night, but the Lord is in this place. Come on, give him glory, give him praise. Oh, my God, by your Spirit, Savior. Come on, somebody just let loose a little bit tonight. Come on, somebody just let loose a little bit tonight. Oh, my God, by your Spirit tonight. Come on, let the Lord, come on, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Somebody take the liberty of the Holy Ghost tonight.
You want to do what it is. You ought to praise till the glory comes down. You ought to dance. You ought to praise.
I ought to dance.
I ought to dance.
Come on, let's do it tonight.
Praise till the glory comes down. I ought to dance.
Oh, there's victory in Jesus tonight. Do you feel like it? Praise Him till something happens in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus, right now. Come on, let's take a little bit of time tonight. Let's take a little bit of time tonight. We worship you, Savior. We glorify you, Jesus. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Come on, right here in the middle of everything. Right here in the middle of your trial. Right in the middle of your circumstance. Just shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Oh, I come to praise the Lord tonight. I come to lift Him up. I come to magnify Him. Oh, let's do it right now. Let's do it right now. Let's do it right now. Come on, someone give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Lift your voice and sing for joy. Come on, clap your hands. Make a joyful noise. But Pastor, I'm going through a battle. This is the way that we fight. Come on, this is what the devil don't want you to do tonight. This is what the devil don't want you to do tonight. He wants to keep you bound. He wants to keep you down. He wants to keep you depressed. He wants to keep you in your head. Oh, but I come to praise the Lord. I come to glorify the name of Jesus. I come to lift my Savior above my circumstance. I come to lift Him above my problem. I come to lift Him above my present state of existence. We love you, Jesus. Come on, all over this house one more time with a voice of victory and revival, with a heart of thanksgiving, with a heart of thanksgiving. Come on, has God been good to you tonight? Has God been good to you? You ought to praise Him. Amen, amen, amen. God. Amen. God bless you. You can return to your seats. Be seated if you can. Ushers, prepare to receive the Wednesday night tithe and offering. Pray for those who are not in church tonight. Amen. No place I'd rather be than the house of God. and say, what about vacation? Yeah, you know what? If I was going through a trial and I needed some relaxation, I might need a vacation. But the Bible said this is the rest. And this is the refreshing. And so I'm thankful to be in church tonight. Amen. Thank God for all the progress that's being made on the front of revival and evangelism. Make time for personal daily devotion. Read your Bible. Pray every day. Pray for our church family. Pray for our city, our valley, our nation. This country needs a move of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is still the answer. Amen. Make prayer a priority, not a preference. Make it a conviction, not a convenience. Pass out church cards. Invite someone to the house of God. Amen. Tomorrow night is set up for fireworks. It's going to be a good time. They have a lot going on down there this week, so it's going to be a busy time. Busy time on Saturday. Busy time on Monday, and then all week selling. There'll be no church here next Wednesday night due to the fireworks stand. That is also God and country, and so we need all the help we can get to help with fireworks and also run security. If you have not yet signed up, please see Sister Bray for more information. Amen. Let's stand together and pray for the offering. Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name right now, Lord. We thank you for what we feel in this house. We ask you to bless the gift and the giver. In Jesus' name, let's sing and worship as the ushers come.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Rejoice.
Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Praise him. Praise him. Oh, you know what rejoice means? It means joy again. I believe it's all right to do it again. I believe it's all right to shout again. I believe it's all right to lift my voice again. I've been sad. I've been down. I've been depressed. depressed, but I can joy again. I can rejoice in the Lord always. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, somebody praise him. There's a praise in the house tonight. Come on, there's victory in the house tonight. There's revival in the house tonight. Oh, somebody wants to run the aisles, that's all right tonight. Somebody wants to dance around a little bit, we got some time. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God. Amen. What are we praising God for? Let everything that hath breath. Come on, let everything that hath breath. You're praising God because you're alive tonight. You're praising God because you got the Holy Ghost tonight. You're praising God according to his excellent greatness. You're praising God in the timbrel, in the dance. You're praising God for his mighty acts. Oh, let everything that hath breath. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Man. I got to praise and I got to get it out. Some of you got to let it out. It won't just get out by itself. You got to let it out. Let us magnify the Lord. Let us praise him. You got to let it happen. You want God just to move on you and make it happen. He don't do it that way. But he inhabits the praises of his people. If you can shake off weariness, if you can shake off sickness, he's going to, oh, when the Spirit of the Lord moves upon my heart. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We got great news. On the building front, our magnificent, extraordinary painting crew has already primed the entire building and painted the ceiling in the entire building. Final paint on the ceiling. Can we give Brother Vinny and Brother Ken a hand clap? They've been working during the day, getting this job done. We're doing polished concrete floors. They're going to grind it down and polish the concrete. Wasn't supposed to happen until August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, somewhere around there. They called and said, hey, we had a cancellation. Can we come in? It will be done by July 3rd. It'll be done by next Friday. We'll have the walls painted, the ceiling painted. We'll have polished concrete in the lobby and the bathrooms. And all that's left, my God. All that's left is carpet and trim. And my God, I know there's a lot left, but we're starting to have. We're going to be doing this in the new building before long. We're going to be doing this in the new building before long.
Much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly.
Come on, not much longer now.
Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now.
Things are about to shift quickly.
Not much longer now. Things are about to
come on, get a hold of it tonight.
Not much longer now.
Things are
about to shift quickly.
Not much longer now.
Things are about to shift quickly.
Not much longer now.
Things are about to shift quickly. Hey, your thing's coming quickly. Your miracle's coming quickly. Your revival's coming quickly.
Quickly, suddenly, 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 suddenly.
Oh, yes, Jesus. Come on, let's lift our hands and praise Him. Let's lift our hands and praise Him.
Longer now.
Not much longer.
Things are about to shift quickly.
Yes.
Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly.
Come on, give the Lord a hand clap of praise right now. We love you, Jesus. We glorify your name. We worship you, Jesus. Come on, give Him glory. Come on, give Him praise. Ah, somebody feel joy in the house tonight. Oh, the devil thought he had us, but not much longer now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Isaiah 29. I'm going to preach for a moment tonight. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Amen. I was at the church this morning. I spent almost all day at the church yesterday from about 7, meeting people and unlocking doors and doing all that needed to be done. I worked so hard yesterday, I had to go home and take a shower in the middle of the day. And then had to take another one when I got home that night. Got over there this morning, letting the floor guys in, which, ironically, the salesman just moved here from, like, literally a month or so ago from New Mexico, was a cop in New Mexico, felt like God had more for his life, didn't know where to go, what to do, ended up in Idaho, ended up in the neighborhood by Sage Middle School, which is at USTIC in Santa Ana, which is one block from the church. He said, we've been watching this building going up, wondering what it was going to be. Had no idea it was going to be a church and that I would be a part of making this happen. And today he was asking me, when you start in your Christian school? When does service start? We want to be a part of what's going on. Not much longer now. Come on, it's not just a building. It's not just a school. It's revival. Until Jesus comes. Amen. So I was there. Brother Ken and Brother Vinny showed up. And we were working along with all of that, getting all that together. And I had to go home and do stuff with the trailer for fireworks. But I began to think about the painting. I began to think about the polishing. I began to think about the inspection for the power conduits that are in the ground and all the things that are happening and transpiring. All the things we've been waiting for. All the things we've been hoping for. All the things that we thought would never come. They haven't just come. They're done. We're not waiting for them anymore. They're already done. We're moving. And I got in the truck. And I got Spotify playing. It just starts up when I get done starting the truck or taking off or whatever. As I was pulling out of the parking lot, Brother Ken, that song that we just sang, not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. I thought, my God, this thing's coming together. it's actually happening. But while we're doing this, God's bringing people here. We had visitors Sunday night. Someone just calling out of the blue said, hey, I've never been to a Pentecostal church, but I'm open to it. I believe God's getting things ready. I believe God's moving things. He's putting all the pieces together. And we're going to look back and say, not much longer. Amen. Isaiah 29, 17. Is it not yet a very little time? And Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest. He said, look, in just a little while, there's going to be a fruitful field. And that fruitful field's going to look like a forest. What he's saying is the barren season is about to be over. Change. Change is closer than you realize. Can I tell you something tonight, church? Can I preach to the church tonight? The way things are right now is about to, my God, it's about to be over. We're going to be in our own promised land. We're going to be in our own church. Visitors are going to come. People are going to get baptized. People are going to pray through. What are you saying? Not much longer now. Not much longer now. Come on, can we just lift our hands one more time? Come on, can you believe it tonight? Come on, can you believe it tonight? This barren season, this unknown season, this winds are going to be over season, it shall come to pass. Not much longer now. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. Be seated for just a moment. I'll be quick tonight. Habakkuk 2 and 3, the vision is yet for an appointed time. An appointed time. But at the end, it shall speak and lie not. I was talking to Chad, the salesman for the Diamond Flooring Company today, and he said, I bet you're excited about getting in the building. I said, yes, I am. But I'm not excited just about the building. I'm excited about getting back to Sunday mornings, Monday night prayer. I'm looking forward to youth nights. I'm looking forward to growing the church. I understand it's not been what we wanted it to be, but at the end, it shall speak. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. What seems like delay is actually right on time. God, come on, when a God moment happens, it comes quickly. It may look like we've been waiting all this time, but God's been putting people and things in order the whole time. Oh, come on, y'all waiting to shout with the music. I'm going to preach to you tonight. What has looked like an 18-month delay is God saying, I'm getting people in the right path, in the right place, in the right neighborhood, at the right time. And when a God moment comes, it happens quickly. For yet a little while, and it shall become, and it will not tarry. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Oh, yeah. Amen. God may work slowly. Now, you're probably thinking, why'd you stop the music? We ain't doing one of those. I want you to hear what I'm preaching. God may move slowly. God may not do everything quickly. God may work slowly for a season, but when the appointed time comes, he puts the foot to the gas pedal, and he accelerates the time. It's going to come. It shall come. I will have one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation, and I, the Lord, will hasten it. I will accelerate it in his time. Isaiah 43:18, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. I do a new thing. What's coming, you've never seen before. What's coming, you've never experienced before. What you thought was delay was God just erasing the past. Can I tell you? God's put distance between our old building, our old mindset, our old way of life, and gave us some cushion and said, now, when this thing happens, it's going to be a new thing. It's going to be things different. It's going to come to pass. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I'm telling you, something is working under the surface for the church. I'm just going to go ahead and preach the Cornerstone Pentecostal Church. I preached the Bible Pentecostal Church enough. I want to preach the Cornerstone Pentecostal Church tonight. There's something moving under the surface that we have not yet seen. We have not yet experienced. But one day it's going to spring forth. One day it's going to spring up. Come on, the shift has begun. Things are happening already. We may not see it on the surface, but God's working. I've had people reaching out to me. I've had evangelists and pastors reaching out. You've been on my mind. Your church has been on my mind. I'm praying for the church. I'm going to tell you what God's doing. He's laying on the hearts of men to pray and fast over our church while we're working our tail end off trying to build a building. God said, I got you covered. I got you covered. I got a seed that's being planted, and it shall spring up, and you will know it. Can I just tell you something tonight? Hold on. Help is on the way. Hold on. Revelation 3:11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown, that no man take thy victory. Don't give up. Because you haven't seen it happen the way you want it to. We've taken longer than I planned. We've spent more than I wanted to. Every time I turn around, it's more money, more money, more money. And I keep thinking, God, why? Anybody else ask that question? Why 2 years? You realize that next, in August, it's going to be 2 years since we bought the property? Why 2 years? Because what God's doing, we've never seen before. And what God's going to have to do to make it come to pass. The man asked me, as a salesman would, when's the next building starting? I said, as soon as possible. He said, well, you have a date? I said, no, it's as soon as possible. We're going to work toward that goal as soon as possible. But in the meantime, I'm holding on because he said, I come quickly. I looked up that word quickly. That word quickly means shortly, without delay, soon, or by surprise, suddenly. I knew it was coming, but it still surprised me how fast it. Come on, some of you have been waiting for a miracle so long that when it comes, it's going to knock your socks off. Some of you have been waiting for an answer so long that when it comes, it's going to knock you back. Somebody's been waiting. Can I just tell you, my God's a suddenly God. Acts chapter 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Acts chapter 16, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. When they sang praises and prayed, there was an impact of the Kairos into the Kronos. I'm going to tell you something. We're just going to keep living life. But when God comes, oh my God, When God comes on the scene, it's going to come suddenly as of a sound from heaven. Revelation 22 and 7. Behold, I come quickly. Revelation 22 and 12. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. When God comes, revival's coming with him. When God comes, victory's coming with him. When God hits the floor, freedom's coming with him. He which testifieth these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. Can I tell you tonight, God's on his way. The answer's on his way. Not much longer now. And I'm saying, come, Jesus. Come quickly. Let's stand to our feet tonight. We get in this
mode of well, it's been this way a long time. That man was lame from his mother's womb, sat at the gate daily. That man at the pool of Bethesda sat there for 38 years. That woman with the issue of blood, 12 years. Blind Bartimaeus. And then all of a sudden, the Kairos hit the Kronos. And from one step, that's what suddenly means, from one step to another. Hey, yesterday we didn't have paint on the ceiling. This morning we didn't have paint on the ceiling. Yesterday we didn't know when the floors were going to be done. But now, hey, I'm going to tell you some things are happening from one moment. You say, yeah, Pastor, that's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way it's supposed to happen. But I'm going to tell you something. When it happens suddenly, let me just speak to you for a moment. You've endured a long season of preparation. But tonight, heaven is announcing, not much longer now. We've been working our tail off for a long time, but heaven is declaring, not much longer now. Things are about to shift. What took years to prepare, God can shift in a moment. The same God that works gradually works suddenly. Come on, hear that tonight. The same God that can take his time, he can also make it happen in the moment, in the twinkling. When God says a little while, he's reminding us that delay is not denial. I said this the other day to a preacher. I'm going to say it to this church. I believe this church needed this delay. There have been people, contractors, that have said, your men, your church blow my mind. And I said, here's where we're building a church. I'm not being mean. I'm just saying, those that didn't want to build with us, they made it apparent. Jesus said it. The Bible said they went out from us because they were not of us. Had they been of us, they'd have no doubt remained with us. But they went out from us to prove they were not of us. Sometimes God allows a delay to prune the branches. Because the revival that's coming next. God's little while is reminding us that delay is not denial. Season is about to shift. The tide is about to turn. And what looked impossible yesterday is going to move to possible suddenly. Come on, somebody shout, not much longer now. Come on, not much longer now. If you've been praying for an answer, I'm going to tell you, not much longer now. If you've been praying for a healing, not much longer. If you've been praying for a breakthrough, I come to preach to you tonight, not much longer now. You're going to see your family in church. You're going to see your lost loved ones in church. You think you're here by accident? You think they're there by accident? You think you're a part of this by accident? Not much longer now. Come on, somebody shout it to God with a voice of triumph.
Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly.
Not much longer now.
Things are about to shift quickly. Longer now.
Come on, I know it's been a long time, but not much longer now.
Things are about to shift quickly, 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 quickly.
Come on, if you can pray and sing praises, God will send an earthquake suddenly. If you pray, God will open up heaven and pour out the Spirit suddenly.
Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly. Not much longer now. Things are about to shift quickly.
Come on, can we rejoice tonight about it? Clap your hands all over the house tonight. Come on, clap your hands. Now, I know we're human. And some of you are holding back just a little bit of your shout because you're not quite sure what the hype's all about. Because you've been by the building and it doesn't look like there's much difference. What you don't understand is things are going on in the background that even you or I don't see. We had it all planned out. We're just going to take our time and primer and paint, get to the fireworks season, come back and regroup. God said, nope. I'm going to move you up on a schedule that was booked, paid for, and ready to go one whole month. You know what a month does in a construction project? Do you know what's going to happen before we even get to the 3rd of July? There's going to be things, there's things taking place tonight on our way to church. People are out there working. Contractors are out there working. Think, hey, not much longer.
Dance like he did it. Shout like he did it. Dance like he did it. Shout like he did it. Dance like he did it. Shout like he did it.
Come on, dance like he did it.
Dance like he did it.
Come on, let's praise him one more time. Come on, let's praise him one more time. Come on, let's praise him one more time. Jesus! Jesus! Oh, we glorify you, Jesus. One more time, just because he's worthy, give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God. What I'm not saying is this. I'm not saying we're going to have church there next Sunday. What I'm not saying is we're going to be in there before peak. Not what I'm saying. Pastor, when are we going to be in there? I don't know. But I know this. It's really not about when we get in. What it's about is what God does when we get in. Because if, church, if all we do is take a congregation from one building to another and do business as usual, it is a waste of money. What I'm trying to do, what I want to see, is that when we get in, not working the buses, not running the vans, not having visitors on Sunday mornings, all that, that's been the biggest problem for me. I had a missionary who said, I'm praying for you, a missionary. Thank you for your support. I hope all is well. I said, yes, it is. We're finishing our building so we can get back to the business of revival and saving souls. I told Chad today, I said, I pray that this is not the pinnacle of my ministerial success, even if we build all three buildings. He said, well, you should be proud of it. If you did it from the ground up, you should be proud of it. I said, no, I could only be proud of how many souls we reach, not how many buildings we build. That's what I want to get back to. And so what I'm saying tonight is that at the end of this building project is when things in life and revival shifts. Our focus, our expectation, our hope, the fact that God took us through this season, kept us through this season. He didn't stop the fire. He met us in the fire. And when we got out of the fire, it changed the king's word. There's going to be people who have said, don't go there. They're never going to amount to much. In fact, we have a Google review right now that says, wonderful church, but you can tell it's not a growing church. If I could figure out how to delete that from however many years ago, I deleted it a long time ago. Not a growing church. How can you? It is evident they're not a growing church. That makes me mad. All that we have is coming up. There will be those that will say they're never going to have revival. They're never going to grow. They're just going to be the same. They've always been. They've been this way for 20 years. But when we come on the other side of the fire, Someone's going to have to change their word. Someone's going to have to rewrite their review. Someone's going to have to say something different than what they said. And then they're going to say, and praise the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. All I know is this. You're going to praise the God of Cornerstone Pentecostal Church. Come on, give him praise tonight. Give him glory tonight. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Man, we need all the help we can tomorrow night. We're set up. It takes a lot of time, a lot of work, a lot of effort, a lot of energy. As far as right now, in fact, we could just confirm Friday after we start selling fireworks Friday at 76 degrees. It's in the 60s and 70s and 80s until Friday it's 92. If we can get through Saturday the 4th without it being 100 degrees, that's a victory. So let's be involved. Let's be faithful. There will be church here Sunday night. We close down the fireworks booth normally. If we have a Sunday morning service, we just have Sunday morning with a skeleton crew out there, and we go and have sell fireworks that night. But since we have Sunday nights only, we just close the booth down. And we're going to do that again this year. So there will be church here Sunday night. And who wouldn't want to be in a church like this? And then we'll go back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, having fireworks sales. There will be church here July 5th. No, you don't get a 4th of July do-over, mulligan. It's going to be fireworks in here on the 5th of July. Amen. And then July 8th, we get to meet with the media team of Miracle Church and our group after service Wednesday night, the 8th. So don't stay home. I need your help. I need your support. I need your excuses. Praise God. Amen. So we're gonna get through this. Not much longer now. Amen. Clap your hands one more time because God's good. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Praise God. Greet somebody tonight as you're dismissed in Jesus' name.